Okay, hello, hello, Tyler Bryden here. I hope everything is going well. Today, a little bit of a different topic. Interesting stuff, though. This is a study that came out, bombshell study, funded by Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, which means that, of course, there is some skepticism around it, which is, I understand, is well-founded, but some pretty interesting things that, in general, confirm what we know about alcohol, but also sort of definitively lay it out. And really the sort of headline that I think sort of came here is just no benefits for young people, possibly benefits for people above 40 if they drink small amounts. And by small amounts, that's like less than a glass a day. It's like three beers. I had a spot put on where it's like three beers a week. And so why does this matter to me? I guess, why am I talking about this? I think this is something that has affected myself personally a lot, and something I would like to see change. And I guess, why am I doing videos? It's not really always to see change in the world, to be honest. I'm making very minimal impact, if that is truly the idea here. But this is something that someone, so just for a little reference, I grew up in just outside of London, Ontario, in a country, and in this weird time where, you know, and it continues to be, but alcohol was widely used, not really seen as a dangerous substance, poisonous. It was just a part of the culture, and in a way, a coping mechanism for many people, a lot of times adult men. In this case, my father really struggled with alcoholism and saw the consequences of that growing up, like what that can do to a family, what that can do for the environment that you're in, to someone's mood, to someone's overall health and peace of mind, their behavior, and how it could become unpredictable, and you know, the also the shame and guilt that comes along with that. And so as I've gone through sort of my own journey of mental health and understanding this, this is something that has been put in my own face as well, too. I grew up in a culture of hockey and sports where you drink in high school, you know, in country environments, you drink. It's part of the culture. It's part of having fun. It's part of coming of age. And it really is something that is not necessarily frowned upon or talked about in a negative way. And as someone who has seen a generational challenge with, you know, with my father, with alcohol, that being, you know, that sort of being two sides, one being sort of this, I think, acceptance of alcohol, and then my own journey to it. And then later in life has now been a reason for me to push off and push back from maybe that a journey that would be possible. I think that part is just something I'm really passionate about, because I can see how much of an impact it's had on mental health in people and continues to, and how so many of us still use the substance alcohol as, you know, like a social lubricant, but more than that, this idea of binge drinking and blacking out and partying. And there is a, if there was a group of people watching this who were part of my high school or university life, and they said, Tyler, you know, you don't have too much ground to stand on, because I used to see you do that ceremoniously every weekend, I would say, yes, this is true. And that's actually something that I think I'm most sad about, is just that our understanding of these substances was not necessarily educated well. And so it felt like something that was good, fun, okay, and also didn't show us the consequences of that when used for a long period of time. And generally there is a continued amount of people that I grew up with, people who I know, who continue on a journey of you know, drinking alcohol regular in large amounts, continuing to binge drink, damage body and brain and mind. And I don't know, I struggle with this as a part of the world that we live in, when we have so much education and knowledge. And so while I'm not necessarily, you know, while I'm gonna get the sort of skepticism of this study, I thought it was really fascinating and at least worthwhile taking some time to review, taking the time to create a video and share on it. I wish that this knowledge was known and also shared and passed down in a more general way. And you can see, like, this is like the leading risk factor for mortality, like alcohol consumption for males age 15 to 49 years. And so that's a huge percentage of the population, and that's where some of this study actually comes from. So I was like, what is this study? I want to check this out. What this comes from is the global burden of disease. And as I took a little bit deeper into it, it's a research program, both globally, regional, and it's basically trying to understand the burdens of diseases, injuries, risk factors, etc. What is the cost of this? What opportunities are there to solve this? What impact on the economy and the world does this have? And so they are systematically going through and examining many different kinds of, again, diseases, disabilities, injuries, risk factors, 3,600 researchers from over 145 countries, a big collaborative effort. And then you can see some of the aims that they have. So incorporate information on non-fatal outcomes into the assessment of health status. Oh, wow, this is very scientific for sure. Derived on the basis of epidemiology, demographic, and to measure the burden of disease using a metric that could also be used to assess the cost effectiveness to interventions. And so I think where some skepticisms came here comes through this, and then lots of sort of comments and stuff here, is that there are maybe some financial incentives for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to fund this study. And sometimes when studies are funded, there is then a desire to get an outcome that then aligns with that funder. And so I can't say any with any validity the actual, you know, those statements or accusations are true at all, but it is something, you know, interesting to think about. And even with studies, there are some things to consider. And there is lots of feedback sort of, or comments or responses to this. One of the words that continued to get used was bombshell, which to me was, you know, surprising word, because that was what Fortune called it. This was, you know, it's not really a bombshell to most people. And I think even people, as you get a little bit older, you start to have the ramifications of drinking alcohol, and you start to feel the hangover, and then you start to just want to move beyond that. You want to move that that part of your life. You want to remove it. And so this was done over a long period of time since the 90s on a pretty large scale population, and looked at a bunch of different pieces of this, the amount of alcohol, the geography, the age, the sex, the year that someone was born. And our message is simple: young people should not drink. Older people, I don't know how old this person was who's giving this advice, but older people may have drank from small amounts. And so these were some findings. There were some findings that were sort of connected with this, earlier studies, and I linked both of these. An Oxford University study, more than 25,000 people found there was no safe dose of alcohol. And then an Irish study concluded that alcohol may pose a greater risk. And of course, then there are people who have a lot of incentives in this. So beer, this new study says there are zero benefits of drinking beer. And then they linked a bunch of articles that, again, these are directly on their sites. So then maybe, you know, there are probably some incentive there for them to promote the opposite. And then comments like this idea of, like, apparently they don't consider joy or happiness to be beneficial. But I don't know. I am very conflicting. I do understand the, even after all of that, everything that I've said, I do understand the appeal. I understand the fun, that social lubricant part that makes you feel good. And, you know, this weekend I had, a Caesar, a couple Caesars and a beer throughout over the weekend. So if I had three drinks over the weekend, I hit that threshold of what they're talking about. And I'm in that demographic where you shouldn't be, apparently, drinking. And I know that we're in a world where it's like, there are, it's just, you gotta take what you can take, and you gotta live the life that you want to live. And there's gonna be trade-offs and so many things that we're doing are unhealthy. And what, you know, what truly do you want to live your life, and how do you want to do it? But I do think, in this case, there's the known health ramifications and consequences that can impact the quality of your life. I think beyond that, there is possible risk for behavior, for who you are as a person, for how you treat other people, for anger, for some of these other things that seem to emerge when, especially binge drinking and on an ongoing basis, And, you know, there's all these stories about people who, you know, drink and then they can't even sort of, they need to taper off alcohol because they can't even, the withdrawals are so horrible and that they are just, it's dangerous for them to just stop sort of cold turkey. And I don't know if this video is worthwhile at all or anything. I don't know if I've accomplished anything with it, but I did want to share this as someone who is passionate about it and has looked for alternative sources, alternative ways to deal with my own challenges, my own anxieties and problems and other coping ways other than alcohol, you know, stumbling across a lot of plant medicine and things like that. And I think even with that, it's just like you move from one vice to another or one coping mechanism to another. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're better than anyone. It doesn't necessarily mean you've solved anything. And in fact, those things, you know, plant medicines and psychedelics, things like that, can be abused just as much and cause, you know, a lot of damage in lives as well too. And I've seen firsthand some of that. So really what I'm just getting to is something that I'm continuing to work on is just how can I be, you know, the best version of myself, live, you know, happily sort of moment to moment and try to not use substances and things that are dangerous to me, especially on a daily or ongoing basis, and with more and more data coming out about the risk of it, the benefits and the cons and all these things that I think we consider when we say, how do I want to live my life? How long do I want to live that life? How happily and healthy do I want to live that life? And if I only have one body and one life, what decisions do I want to make? How can I create the most love around me? How can I be the best version of myself? And so thought I would highlight that a little bit today, a bit different from some of the natural language processing stuff and tech and all the other things I talk about, but definitely something I'm passionate about. And if you have any thoughts or things you're thinking on this side, feel encouraged to check out the links, send me a message. Hope everything's going well in your world, and I hope you have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.